Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear. Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark, Nuts for Art, and today is Call-In Friday. And today I had actually, I'd like to update you. I don't know if many of you remember, but about a month ago, we had somebody on the radio who was fighting J.P. Morgan, and her name was Carol, and she basically was fighting for her house with J.P. Morgan. There's been an update. And I'd like to talk to her about it. I think I lost her phone call while we were waiting. Carol, are you on the line? No, let me give her a call really quick and see if I can get her back. If we can't, I have plenty of things to talk to you about. But I think that we can get through to her. And oh dear, I think we can't get through. Let me try it again. I am going to try it one more time. Hold on, you guys. So let me just see if I can call her back, because this is a woman whose name is Carol. She has been fighting with J.P. Morgan for at least 12 years, and when we met her, they had just sold her house, and she was fighting them. She has taken her case to the YouTube channel, and what's happened this last week is she won the fight. They actually have allowed her and sent her a letter that said that they are going to walk away from her house. I hope I can get her on the line. This is her number. We were on the phone right before the radio show started. We got disconnected. So hopefully this will work. If not, we'll
Hello?
Just... Hey, Carol. This
yeah,
is...
what happened?
I have no idea, but right as the radio show started, the music came on. You bumped off, so I had to call you right back.
Yeah.
So welcome to UCY.TV Radio, Carol. You're on the air.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Good morning, Lonnie.
Yes, I wanted to get back to you because we had talked to you last right after the house, your house had been sold, basically illegally. They had processed a sale anyways to J.P. Morgan stealing your house, and you were determined to fight them, and you were not going to give up. So why don't you update
exactly.
the listeners on what's happened since you wrote that, since we were on last?
Well, a lot has happened since then, and I had received yesterday in the mail a motion to vacate the commissioner's sale and to vacate judgment and dismiss.
Well, what does all that mean? That sounds like gobbledygook. What does that mean?
Well, it's only a short paragraph, so if you want, I'll read it to you.
Okay.
So now comes the plaintiff, J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, National Association successor by merger to Bank One, N.A., by and through counsel, and respectfully moves this court for an order to vacate the master commissioner's sale held on September 21st, 2015 to vacate the judgment entered April 16, 2014 and for dismissal of the foreclosure. Plaintiff states that it has elected not to pursue this claim and will release its mortgage. Now, I have a problem with them saying that they're going to release the mortgage. Wait a minute, because they never had a mortgage, you see. And they asked for it to be dismissed in their order with prejudice, without prejudice. Hell no. That means they come back at me again. You know,
without prejudice means that they can come back and decide, say, in a year from now.
Yeah, exactly. They could come back at a later date. You know, it says
if my recollection is right, Carol, didn't that happen before where they didn't sell your house, but they threatened to sell your house, and then they did, the judge ordered it without prejudice. That process happened before, correctly?
Well, that was in 2012 when they dismissed their case against me for lack of prosecution, and because they did not move on the case to prosecute it, the case was dismissed, and the judge ended up putting that it was dismissed without prejudice, leaving the door open for them to come back at me, which they did in 2013, and but when they did come back at me in 2013, they had to add some extra stuff to put in there because they allowed the case to go stagnant the first time for lack of prosecution. Uh-huh. So that's where the robo-signing came into effect. The Rebecca Feldhaus notary at PNC Bank that signed a document stating that, you know, she witnessed a signature, which was all BS. The document was from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to where I have never been in my life. And she did not have her notary seal on there. And matter of fact, kept trying to argue with me when I called her up on the phone to ask her how much J.P. Morgan Chase paid her to screw me over. Why would a PNC Bank notary sign any documents for the benefit of J.P. Morgan Chase? I started investigating
Let's fast forward. So you got this J.P. Morgan. Now, this is the kicker. This is a weird thing. A lot of the listeners don't know about this. I posted an interview with you last week on my YouTube channel, Nuts for Art, that I think really might have had a hand in what happened here, because I'll kind of brief about this. But what happened was Carol called me up all freaked out because something had happened, and all of a sudden she was on the phone with a friend of hers, and she got this weird call. It sounded like a creeper call. Like, she played it for me, and it was like, get out, get out, and then hung up on her. It was like some freaky call. So she called them back, and it turned out to be, what was it?
The ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Up in Louisville. I had actually, what started was the attorney, Peter Cummins, in Louisville, Kentucky, Frost, Brown, and Todd, called me on October 1st, told me that the bank wanted to walk away, and I said, no, not until they compensate me for 12 years of BS. So when I told him no and to run it up the flagpole to Jamie Dimon, within an hour and a half, I get the call from ATF. Telling me to get out, get out.
It was a weird call.
Well, they had no cause to be calling me.
That was the lucky thing. Carol was on the phone, and she actually had her camcorder and recorded the phone call. And so her...
Yeah, I do. When anonymous calls come in that I don't recognize, I always have the tape, the recorder going. But I had a witness on my other phone. We were in a conversation for the entire time that both these calls come through. So she not only witnessed it, I was recording them both, one right after the other.
And she posted it on her YouTube channel, which is Weeping Willow 2?
Well, it's Weeping Willow 2. I don't know that it's on that one. That's the beginning of the story with J.P. Morgan Chase. But because of a strike due to my activism against my workers' comp, I had to go to a backup channel, which is Weeping Willow 2, for you, number four, but it's split. They split my name up. It's Weeping, yeah. W-H-E-E-P-I-N-G, space, Willow, W-I-L-L-O-W, numerical number two, space, number four, and a capital U.
Okay.
And that has all of the recent things that's happened with the bank.
Right, so you spoke to the lawyer, and then this ATF guy calls you up and gives you this creeper call, and then you have subsequently, you filed a complaint with the ATF, right? What have you taken action on that call? Because that was weird. I have it on my YouTube channel if anybody wants to go hear that call. We did like a 15-minute video on that one trying to set it up, but it was really frightening as a single woman. That would be creepy to hear somebody calling you and sort of threatening you to get out.
Right, right. One of my subs sent me a story that linked J.P. Morgan Chase with the ATF when Director Jones up in Louisville, Kentucky, I think, he was the director at one time. And he was working at J.P. Morgan Chase and the ATF at the same time.
So what happened? You filed a complaint with the ATF. You called them
back? Yes, I did. With Elisa Kincaid up in Washington, D.C., they are doing an internal investigation, which I had asked the Louisville office to do twice, and they refused to do it.
They straight out said they wouldn't. You let them hear that videotape, and they said they weren't going to investigate it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So no, I didn't. I don't recall if I played the video, but I told them about it, and I had their phone number in my cell phone. Now I know a lot of people tell me, "Oh, it was a spoof and all that." No, it was not.
That was not
why would, you know, that, no.
No,
that was
heard,
just
was
too coincidental.
That was too bizarre.
Too coincidental
so now,
to get a call
you've
from
got this legal
from,
action going. You have an internal review. And don't you think it's kind of interesting, like, after you've, you know, and she's put this all out publicly on her YouTube channel. But what I found was fascinating is after that, shortly, within a week after us putting these videos out, then all of a sudden, they're sending you this letter telling you they're going to vacate the action to kick you out of your house, which you rightfully own. Thank you for letting me stay in my house, J.P. Morgan. Is that what they want you to do?
Exactly. And I told that attorney, Peter Cummins up in Louisville, I told him, you run it back up the flagpole to Jamie Dimon there in New York, New York, and you tell him I want compensation for the 12 years of your all's illegal activities against me. Because you never had a legal leg to stand on. Now, I hope my videos have taught some people some stuff on what I've done. But, you know, I have filed a complaint with the ATF in Washington. They are doing in the internal affairs an investigation on the phone call out of Louisville. I have called the Consumer Protection or Financial Protection Agency and filed a complaint with them. Last week, and then I have filed a complaint with the Inspector General this week, and then I have to file a complaint with the Comptroller of the Currency on that overseas banks.
Wow.
I'll be doing that this weekend.
Well, I think that this is part of the fascination for me about this story, Carol. Not only did you have the audacity to fight a bank against an illegal foreclosure that they've done, I mean, they got caught red-handed, and what you did was videotape it and put it out in the public purview, which put extra pressure on them. Really, that's
right.
Our really biggest venue is the public pressure. And
now
you actually have fought them. It's taken you 12 years. You fought them, and now you've won. And this is the interesting part, I think, about your character. Like, it kind of cracks me up. But most people, like myself, for example, I would just be, you know, shaking my hands and going, thank you, and I'd be done with it, and I would not look back. On the other hand, you really are going to pursue them on this legal action to compensate for the harassment. You're not going to let them off the hook.
No, I'm not.
I can hear this when we talk about it. You are really determined that they will pay you for the harassment that they've done and the emotional grief that they've caused you.
Well, it's mental anguish and torture what they've done to me for 12 years. I'm buried under paperwork. You know, I panned my living room one day by accident.
And so
I thought, oh my God.
Are looking for an attorney, Carol?
Pardon me?
You're looking for an attorney right now?
Yes, I am. And it's not because I need one to do the legal work. I know how to do the legal work. I've been in law for 20 years, just about. I know how to file all the right paperwork. I know how to cite cases and look up law and quote it and everything else. But when I filed the tort against over 240 people, most of those being attorneys, I did so, and the federal judge dismissed that tort, frivolous actions, because I, as an individual, cannot go into federal court filing a criminal case. So I am, in fact, looking for, you know, I would probably narrow it down this time just to the bank, you know. PNC Bank, which played a party into it, with the notary, Rebecca Feldpausch, because her CEO, William Demchak, used to work for J.P. Morgan Chase in the mortgage department. So, I mean, this is one crooked bank helping out another crooked bank, you know. And she kept denying it was her signature until I ended up getting her signature from the notary public that proved that it was her signature. And then when she was investigated by the sheriff's department, she ended up fessing up and saying that it was hers. Plus, her husband tried to pay me off over a phone conversation when I called to ask her how daggone much money J.P. Morgan Chase paid her to screw me over. And so he was, oh, my God. And that's up on my YouTube channel. That's over, though, I think, on the Weeping Willow 2 channel. And he ended up trying to pay me off. He said, oh, my God, because I told him, I said, I hope she spends a hell of a long time in a federal penitentiary. And his words were about, you know, I don't remember verbatim, but it was, oh, my God, I remember that. Oh, my God. And then he says, what's it going to take for you to go away?
Well,
and he's been half enough money to pay me to go away.
Congratulations for fighting J.P. Morgan and winning the fight. That is actually, my hat's off to you because you really held your ground. You told these people, even after they sold your house, you refused to just cave. You stayed public and you continued to fight. You didn't just throw up your hands and go, well, I guess they sold my house. I guess I have to
figure out how to make that. Well, the funny thing about that, Lonnie, is that they bought the house. They were the only bidders on this house. They purchased it in September 21st for $28,000. They were trying to extort $48,900, and I think it was $57 and some odd cents. And then they turned around, and they appraised it at $42,000, and then they were the only ones, the only bid at the courthouse, and ended up buying it for $28,000. Now,
that's a nominal fee. So then they decided to vacate because you have become too much of a public nuisance for them.
Right, but that's not all they did. Back in 2013, and I've got a video I just put up yesterday or the day before concerning, yesterday, I just got it put up last night, that I called the recorder's office that does property.
Oh, yeah, I remember this part.
At the county clerk's office, David Osborne, and I think that's his first name. Pretty sure it is. But anyway, I called the tax offices when J.P. Morgan Chase sent me a letter March of 2015 saying they paid a $483.52 tax bill, and if I didn't pay it, they were going to foreclose. And I thought, what the hey is this? And so I had called the tax office about it. I said, I never received such a bill, number one. I said, so what is this? You know, she said, well, there was taxes in 2012 and all that. I said, lady, I never got that bill, either county or city. And I said, and on top of it, I'm exempt to paying taxes due to me being totally disabled.
Yes, but
and I've been on that program for years.
Carol, let me, interject here. I really want to bring this out. JP Morgan really went after you. You became their topic, a target of theirs to kind of get rid of you because you had become somewhat of a public nuisance in your in the law in the clerk in the courts in the local courts because of your activism with your rights against disabled people, correct? I mean, why do you think that they did that? What do you
think? I think racism played into it because I'm darker complected due to my Native American history, and I know for a fact that it did play into it, and you know, it's discrimination against me.
So you think
me.
It was just a bunch of because ever since I've heard this story, like, it's very interesting. I think the big foul paw that happened was that ATF call for them. That put the nail in the coffin for them, because when the ATF call went public and you actually called back the number, that's how you discovered that it was somebody from the ATF trying to intimidate you. You just called back the number. The guy called and threatened you and you called that number back and it was an ATF office, correct?
Yes.
And
yes.
That's how you found out it was the ATF, because you were on the phone. I mean, this story is a very fascinating. This is how the long arm of intimidation works. And most people will just cave and walk away. And I have to say, what they have forgotten, a lot of this is why I like this story, Carol. The oligarchs, the people that are pushing us around, the nouveau riche, like Jamie Dimon, they believe and they expect Americans to just be pushed around and go, well, okay, I guess you sold my house. I'm going to have to plan on moving. And instead, you dug in your heels and you kept making your videos and calling and basically harassing them to the point where they got an ATF officer or someone at the ATF, who knows if it was an officer, but who knows what it was. The call was, in fact, this is why there's an internal investigation. They were able, when you called back to file a complaint, they were able to verify that indeed it had generated from an ATF office. The number you gave them had generated from an ATF office. So Jamie Dimon and the people at Chase Bank have a long arm of intimidation to be able to try to threaten somebody who refuses to go away. And while you have won the case to keep your house, this is the interesting, another part of the interesting story, they have grotesquely, like I think, millions of Americans underestimated your resolve to get some equity and some, you know, they are relentless in coming after us when they want to be compensated. And yet they expect if they throw us a carrot, we'll just be happy with it and walk away. Like, they gave you your house back. They should have never taken
it. When I never had a contract to begin with to come after me. And I had spoke to the ADF director in Louisville, Kentucky, Peter Pappas, and he also refused to do an internal investigation. And he arrogantly ended up telling me when I told him, well, I guess I'll have to call Thomas Brandon, who is the director over the entire ATF system in Washington, D.C. He ended up saying, well, I guess do whatever you have to do. He was so arrogant about that. You know, and refuse it. And all they had to do was get the phone bills, because that's a long distance from Louisville to me. Mm-hmm. And I gave the Lisa Kincaid, the one that's the agent that's investigating it, I gave her, I called and left her a message the other day when I thought to go through my phone and find out what the time was that they called. And it was at 3:15 in the afternoon. And it was 1 something when I got the call from the bank, and I refused. You know, I said, no, you're not just going to walk away. You know, you're not going to just walk away. And everything that you had an effect on my health, you have perpetrated so many crimes against me and been buried in terrorism of paperwork, which the FBI deems that, you know, a paperwork that I'm buried in here. You know, for 12 daggone years.
Well, I think...
Let me jump back on that tax.
I definitely want to follow this story. I mean, I want... You know, if there's more action when they really talk to you about settling, and you now let me come back to the story a little bit more. With this original declaration, are you originally mentioned they said that they have asked for it without prejudice. Are you going to move that they strike that and have it be
Yes, I am. I'm
issued
going to
with prejudice?
declare, I'm now going to play in the court system here because I do not recognize them. They do not have jurisdiction over me. That's the Queen's Court. I won't play a party to it. I will file a declaration and an affidavit to tell them they need to strike that because I want this to be a done deal. They're not going to
With
have it
prejudice.
dismissed without prejudice. It needs to be prejudiced.
Okay. Well, I will
Because it
definitely.
will never be over until it is.
Well, Carol, I'm definitely going to be giving you a call back, in a probably a couple of months. I suppose it'll take a while to see how this all rolls out because you don't plan on leaving them alone and you don't plan on letting them play this game the way they choose because they're playing legalese with you. And unfortunately for them, you understand the minutiae of what it means to have a declaration without prejudice as opposed to with prejudice. And so I have a feeling that they, and will leave you alone and give you what you need. And we will see some justice for at least one person in the United States from the scandal that JP Morgan and Jamie Dimon have perpetrated on the American people.
Yes, and
That's
numerous people that's lost their homes due to robo-signing what they did to me when they came
Well,
back at me the second
I
time.
consider yours to be a success. And so I'm definitely going to give you a call back. I see we're coming up on 8:30. I think I'm going to let you go because today's call-in Friday. I want to give other
Well,
people a
let me say
chance.
one last thing, quick
Okay.
thing. I am still in a siege in my home. Because this is not a done deal till they go to court November 10th, 2015, to get whatever paperwork they have to get. So I'm still hemmed up in my home as a prisoner for fear of leaving it, for fear because I don't believe anything of these snakes, anything they say, anything they write. So I'm in my 34th day of siege in my home.
So you're going to
I
stay
call it the little
planted where
wounded
you're
knee.
at. You're not going to be leaving there until you go to court on November 10th.
No. I will not appear in their court. They didn't, they've got it written. I don't need to be there for them to do their action. And I will not be there. And I haven't received notice that I need to be there. They're just having their little court powwow on November 10th. I will not attend for numerous reasons. One, I fear for my life. Two, I don't have anyone to go with me. And even if I did, the sheriff's department, I've already filed that tort to include the sheriff and three deputies that showed up on my porch with a summons to have me appear in court, which I just didn't open the door. I didn't contract with them. So, but
Okay.
that stems
So
from
more
this
to
same
come. So
judge.
you've got more to come. More will be to follow. So I guess by the end, maybe December, I'll give you a call back and we can get an update.
Okay.
All
Okay,
right.
that'll be
Well, look,
fine.
thanks for
Thank you
speaking
so
with us.
much.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. And congratulations on your participation in fighting Jamie Dimon and Chase Bank. Give it one to the 99%,
I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay, well, we'll be in touch with you again.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Hey, UCY radio listeners, I just had to share that with you. I thought that was a pretty fascinating part of the story. We actually got somebody who is winning against Chase Bank, and I think that's what it takes is for us to just stand up to them. So let me give you out the phone number in case anybody does want to call. The number to call in today is 718-717-8296. Today's call-in Friday. I'll give you the number again. It's 718-717-8296. So I thought what I would do in the meantime while I'm waiting for someone to give us a call, I have no problem just talking and venting on what's on my heart because we are under siege right now. Carol talks about being under siege. We are definitely under siege. I don't know about you guys, but here in Eugene, Oregon, we are being bombarded by chemtrails. It's like unbelievable. Our skies should be blue right now. You wake up first thing in the morning and the sky looks kind of blue, and then all these chemtrails are coming. And by 7:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning, our skies are filled of chemtrail clouds. And it looks like regular clouds, so people don't even notice. They don't even look up. It is really astounding. Anyways, let me read to you one more of our poems from The Way of Life from Lao Tzu. Excuse me. It's The Way of Life according to Lao Tzu, translated by Witter Biner. And I'm going to read to you poem number 57. A realm is governed by ordinary acts. A battle is governed by extraordinary acts. The world is governed by no acts at all. And how do I know? This is how I know. Act after act prohibits everything but poverty. Weapon after weapon conquers everything but chaos. Business after business provides a craze of waste. Law after law breeds a multitude of thieves. Therefore, a sensible man says, if I keep from meddling with people, they take care of themselves. If I keep from commanding people, they behave themselves. If I keep from preaching at people, they improve themselves. If I keep from imposing on people, they become themselves. I thought that was pretty appropriate this morning, because isn't that what we're talking about here on UCY.TV radio all the time, is about us taking it back and becoming ourselves. This is what's happened. We have developed a culture starting in the 50s and I guess the 40s where people, we were sold this program after, World War II, or I personally don't think that World War II ever ended. Myself, I think that we are living in the depths of the depravity of what happened post-World War II, but I don't think it's really ever ended. But we were sold this big pack of lies that we set up these mega government agencies to help protect us, and essentially they did protect us. And when big business saw that they were protecting us, they worked really hard to get the laws so that now they can own every single congressman and every single court in our country. We've seen that with the Supreme Court. They are owned completely by the corporations. They side, I think I read somewhere 90%, over 90% with big corporations on every major decision. And we are really in the throes of having to protect our planet. And we need ourselves to become back to ourselves. We need to become the humans that we are and become humane again. I mean, we are in a serious, most everybody listening to this radio show recognizes that our planet is under a serious threat from the nuclear, from the technologists, not just the nuclear industry. The oil, the energy industry really has the biggest hand in it. Is they have convinced us that we need to have energy all the time. We need our radios, we need our computers, we need our laptops, we need the electricity, we need our automobiles, and no. And we don't need to be radiating our food, which is what we're doing now. Let me give you the phone number to give us a call in at 718-717-8296. I wanted to share with you a little passage. I have not read the whole book. It's by Dr. Helen Caldicott, and it is called The New Nuclear Danger, George W. Bush's Military Industrial Complex. I don't know when this book was written, but she's talking about W, so that must mean it was written in like 2001 or 3 or 4 or something like that. Here we go, 2002. Published New York, 2002. By W.W. Norton and Company. So the title of the book is The New Nuclear Danger, and there's a passage in on page 187 that's pretty interesting, and I thought it was pretty compelling. And in this book, she actually, in the back of the book, she gives you, so you talk about taking action, She gives you General Electric. She gives you their headquarters. She talks to you about, like, for example, in the back of this book, she talks about General Electric. 2,000 Pentagon contract awards, $1,600,000,000 in 2,000 Pentagon contract awards, General Electric. 1999, lobbying expenditures, inclusive of non-military products and services, lobbying. These are lobbying dollars, $7,930,000. 2,000 campaign contributions, $304,750. To Democrats, 42%. To Republicans, 58%. She gives their headquarters, GeneralElectric.com, their phone number. Their phone number is 203-373-2211 in case you want to call General Electric and poke them in the eye. And she gives you their name and their management. Oh, wow, Jeffrey R. Immelt. He's actually now our job czar. Gosh darn it, this phone is going to keep ringing. Hold on just 1 second. I'm going to mute you guys. Hold on 1 second. Good morning, Lonnie Clark. Allison, I need to hang up. I'm on the radio. Can I call you back in a half an hour? Thank you. Bye-bye. Sorry about that, you guys. I actually had to answer that phone and tell that person I was on the radio. So, sorry, I hate the dead air, but there was nothing I could do about it. I couldn't be rude and just hang up the phone on them. So, anyways, she gives us all this information so that we can actually take action. I put a video out on my YouTube channel last night. We're talking about the chemtrails. We're talking about the nuclear pollution. We're talking about the vaccines and the bastardization of our food supply. And I don't see millions of people in the street. So this is why I looked in this book, because in the back of this book, she has all these different things, and it was just so super fascinating what she was talking about. You know, like this whole book is about a call to action for us to take action. She basically is saying we need to close down the industrial military complex. We have enough war. You know, we have enough things that are going on. I mean, she gives you the history of nuclear in space. I would suggest that anybody, this is one of her easiest reads. It's called The New Nuclear Danger, and it is actually a book that actually will help us to understand what type of action we need to be taking, because it is really up to us for us to pressure these people to stop with the profits-only motive. That is what's really the saddest part, is we are living in a world now where it's profits only, and profits are the only thing that does matter. You know, listen to one of the very last parts of what she says in the mainstay of the book. It says, America has the power and resources to reverse global warming. Now, this was written in 2000. I think it's way too late now. To save the ozone layer, to prevent chemical pollution, to stop deforestation, to curb the human overpopulation problem, and to prevent the rape of space. The money that America invests in killing now must be redirected urgently to the preservation of life. America must raise its full moral and spiritual height to reach its intended destiny, the nation that saved the world. And actually, you know what's happened? We're now actually the country that's destroying the world. I mean, Helen Caldicott was really quite an idealist, isn't she? Just like John Goffman. I mean, I'm reading John Goffman's book, Poisoned Power, on my YouTube channel, and I read a few pages every night. And I am blown away every time he makes a new point. He's always quite generous and says, these nuclear technologists, I don't believe they did this, they're not misleading us intentionally, and I think that's bullshit. They are intentionally misleading us. They do have greed and disregard for life in their hearts. And in my book, that's evil. That's an evil thing. I mean, it is up to us. We really do need to get out in the streets, folks. I mean, we really have to start. I don't know what it's going to take, but, I mean, we have St. Louis with a fire. What, like, there's so many hot spots in this country right now that there is just we can't even look around. They're all over the place, and yet people do know about it. And it's almost as if we don't talk about it, it won't be so bad. But that's not how reality works, folks. That's not called reality. Let me give you the phone number again. 718-717-8296. So look, it's 20 minutes to 9, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some of the alternative healing that has helped me in my life. Okay, last week Vince called and asked about EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. So let me talk to you a little bit more about this. You can go to YouTube and look up EFT and put in whatever emotional or physical dysfunction that you have in there. They have some really good EFT videos for free on YouTube that are relate to PTSD, anxiety, depression. Insomnia is another big problem with a lot of people. There's several really great insomnia videos. If you need help, you can go to them. When you go to these YouTube videos, they're not just something you watch, they're interactive. They're kind of like a little follow along, like a tap along. The person in the video, basically, when you do EFT, it uses your meridian lines. And I don't know if many of you know that, but in Chinese medicine, they basically, from the top of your head all the way down to the tip of your toes, the Chinese understood the human body. You know, they're an ancient civilization. They developed medicine in an opposite way of us. They believe that the human body is one intrinsic whole. We don't just have an arm, or we don't just have a leg or a kidney or whatever. It's all an integral part. And so they have these meridian lines that go from the top of your head all the way to your toes. And if you press on those lines, it's the basis of acupuncture. Your body, you can actually help your body heal. And a lot of it is about the imbalance of your energy and being blocked along these lines. That's kind of a quick and dirty of it. So what you do is you tap. Most of them will start you tapping karate chop on the side of your hand, and it's very important when you do EFT to always say, when you start tapping, you think about the negative imbalance, the thing that's flipping you out, whatever it is that you can't handle that's going on in your life. You can just think about it and tap on the karate chop side of your hand, like with your three fingers or two fingers, either hand, it doesn't matter, but you on the side of your hand where you kind of karate chop. You tap there and you think about it, and at the end of it, it's very important before you begin to process and tap on the other acupuncture points to say, I deeply and completely love, honor, approve, and accept myself. That is a very difficult statement for many Americans to say. I deeply and completely love, honor, approve, and accept myself. When I found tapping, honestly, I think I must have been like, I guess I was like 52 or so, and I could not even say those words. It made me cry just to say that. And so you start thinking about the imbalance, and then you'll tap on the very top of your head, and that actually stimulates your pineal gland, which is really important. And you think about the imbalance, like the depression or the anxiety, and then right at the corner of your eyebrows, you'll tap either side of your eyebrows. And you keep thinking about the imbalance or whatever it is that you're unhappy about. Depression or anxiety, feeling overwhelmed at work, feeling like you don't have enough money. And you tap again at the corner of your eye, and then you tap on your cheekbone, and you keep thinking about, your lack of funds or the pressure you feel at work. And then you tap underneath your nose. And then you tap on the crease underneath your mouth, that crease in between your chin and your mouth. You tap on your clavicle, around your clavicle bones. And then you tap underneath your armpit. And you keep thinking about the imbalance. And then you go back to your hand and you tap on the karate chop and you think about the imbalance again. And then at the end of the session, you say, even though all of that, I deeply and completely love, honor, approve, and accept myself. You take a deep breath and you have a glass of water. Now, it's the most strange alternative form of thing I've found. But you know what? It actually really does help you. The world doesn't change, but it helps you manifest different things. You know, one of the things that when we get books like from Dr. Caldicott, who seems to me, and when I read this book, to be the eternal optimist, because she's, you know, giving us the rah-rah session for the nuclear industry, telling us, you know, we can actually change the world, and if we take a hand in it, we can actually make, you know, we can actually make a difference. This is what she tells us all the time, that we can make a difference. Well, the very last statement before all the appendixes that she gives us in this book is really kind of a little rah-rah session, and it's the end of a letter by Albert Einstein telling us that it's up to America to save the world. You know, that was a different time in the world. Many people say that we need to wake up our conscience, right? I think we have our consciences awake. I think a lot of people's conscience are awake, but they have been bludgeoned. We have been battered. We are like battered wives in this world, not just this country, but in this world. And we are still cowering in the corner, just waiting for the next blow to hit us. And I think the purpose of at least my radio show, and from what I hear, most of the radio shows on UCY.TV radio, is to give us the courage to tell us what's going on and give us the courage to fight back, to actually figure out who we're going to call, how we're going to organize in our own little communities. You know, we have the hormesis theory that is coming up November 19th. The end of the commentary period is going to close on the hormesis theory. And we still need thousands and thousands of people. So tell your neighbors about this. Encourage them to go to the NRC website, www.nrc.gov. And put in their comments and say, we do not want the NRC to go to the hormesis theory. Yes, we know that the radiation is off the charts, but we still need to know what we're looking at. And no, we know for a fact that radiation, even low-level radiation, causes harm. We heard that earlier on Monday when I read in that book. Their low-dose theory does not mean it's not going to cause harm. The low-dose radiation acceptance of the low-dose, the no-threshold low-dose radiation theory is that no dose is good for us. But we're willing to accept the low dose because the benefits outweigh the risk. And what are the risks? They knew this in 1970. For every year that a community, the country is exposed to low level of radiation, they know we're going to have at least 250,000 mutations, childhood mutations, genetic mutations, or diseases. Children will be born. 250,000 for every year that we're exposed to low-level radiation. Pile that on times 70 years. This is why we have a catastrophe in the making. Fukushima just pushed us over Niagara Falls in a barrel, blindfolded. And we have not hit bottom yet, folks. When Fukushima blows up again, when those big towers that are standing there corrode and fall apart, you know, when we start seeing spontaneous fires, you know, we're probably beyond the point of no return. I think that's what Guy McPherson's whole thing is. You know, we're super screwed. Just go home, you know, take care of the cats, you know, love your dog and learn how to farm, because the system is on the first stages of collapse, which frankly I agree with. We have had this first stages of collapse and it is coming. We have 10 minutes left, folks. You're missing your chance to call in. It's the number is 718-717-8296. My name is Lonnie Clark. This is the Age of Fission radio show. Today is October 23rd. And, you know, we are making our way through a world where we have lost our sense of sensibilities. Up is down, down is up. And they're trying to tell us that radiation is good for us. No, it's not. And we know it's not. And we know even low level, even very tiny, tiny amounts causes problems 10, 15, 20 years down the road. That's the anxiety. Post-Fukushima, we know for a fact we are going to see major catastrophic events in 5-10 more years when it really starts to manifest. We have a 50-fold increase in radiation thyroid cancer among the children of Fukushima. And we have these scientists over there telling us that they're not sure it's caused by radiation, that they're not sure it's caused by the disasters in Fukushima. In fact, I read an article yesterday that said we've only had one death caused by the nuclear power plants in Fukushima. That is not science, folks. I mean, that is just an outrage, and that's the kind of thing that motivates me to get on the radio 3 times a week. So here is Vince. Hold on just 1 second. Let me add him to the group. Good morning. You're on the radio with Lonnie Clark at Age of Fission Radio Show.
Hi, Lonnie. This is Vince.
Hey, Vince. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning. It's raining here. I've been splitting wood and cutting wood the last couple of days, and I fell back asleep listening to Jules this morning. I just woke up, so I'm late.
So what are you calling about?
I'm calling because what you're talking about, everything in this world is up, and what appears to be up is down, and black is white, and it's everything. Somebody asked me the other day, you think everything's a conspiracy? And I said, you know what? Almost everything is. Everything that is given to us in this world is meant to send us in the other direction, to keep us distracted from.
You know, Vince,
going on
I have an
us.
Issue with people saying it's a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy. It's a fact. It's not a conspiracy. Is something where you can't prove it. We can
well,
actually.
That's not true.
I mean, we can prove where these things come from. They're facts. It's like they have. You know, the word the conspiracy theory came about when they were investigating JFK's murder. Anybody who did not go along with the party line, they were called, that was when they first used the conspiracy theory. And it worked really well, and they stuck with the plan. That's the one thing about these perpetrators is when they find something that works, man, they stick with it and they drill it home. And right now, we are under assault. People who are actually speaking the truth are considered, what do they call us, extremists? Conspiracy theories. I mean, you can't really talk to anybody and they go, yeah, well, I think the radiation, that's kind of a big conspiracy, isn't it? Well, you know, they say, well, I tell them it's not a conspiracy because it happens to be fact. They're like, you're saying that the government is conspiring to not tell us about the harm. I'm like, well, it's not that they're conspiring. They've done it. It's there. It's a fact. The very fact that we have to have a conversation with people about the radiation, they can't, look, I don't know where it's like you live, but I am not kidding. The last few days here, the chemtrails are off the charts. And you can actually see them descending. And I was like, I'm actually working on a letter. I'm submitting it to the Eugene Weekly. It's like our, quote, liberal newspaper here. And I'm going to submit it to the Register Guard, which is the, quote, conservative newspaper here. What is it going to take for people to, like, demand that those airplanes up there stop spraying? What I mean, it's not like they're just going in straight lines. They're doing loop-de-loos and circles up above us.
Let me tell you about what happened yesterday. Towards the evening, we went with my friend to school. His kid had a parent-teacher conference. So that's the first time I've been in school in, I don't know, 30, 40, I don't know how many years it's been since I even been other than just outside in the parking lot at my 30-year reunion, as close as I can think about being at a school. But anyway, so I get tired of sitting in there, and I go outside, and I'm watching these, I mean, just trails, one after another being laid down, but horizon to horizon, and others, you know, just augmenting and just spittering here and there, and I'm sitting up there, and I'm looking at, and people are coming in and out, so I'm doing this old looking up in the sky trick. And they said, what are you looking at? I said, oh, nothing, my neck hurts. They said, no, not really. I said, I'm just sitting here looking at these trails and wondering. I said, I do not ever remember as a kid seeing these line-to-line, you know, horizon-to-horizon trails up there in the sky. And I said, I'm just curious. I said, "Does this? Have you noticed this all your life?" And he's like looking, and then some other people stop, and they're looking. And it's like, no. And I said, you know, I remember as a kid thinking, wouldn't that be neat if two of them trails was to cross? And I never saw it. Now, there's photographs of, you know, showing these lines in the skies from
back even into the 40s. But that don't mean that that was the norm of what was happening. I suspect that was more of experimentation. But
look, we did not, you know what, when we had airplanes going in the sky, the airplanes, you can tell the difference. Even if they do have some jet fuel, the jet fuel dissipates. What happens here, at least, is these things leave long piles, and then they sort of float away and become clouds. And actually what we've seen here, because we're up against some mountains, you can actually see the chemtrails sinking to the ground and becoming the fog. Like, you can actually see it descending against the mountain. Like, I was driving through to go to a friend's house who lives out in the country, and I could literally see the chemtrails descending down on the city and the clouds creating the fog that we were driving through. And what is it going? I mean, I honestly, I have this letter. I'm considered an extremist. Like, I got actively engaged with the Democratic Party here. But I spent a lot of time when I first moved here, actually. Maybe that's why, because I really, you know, I pushed really hard to get George Bush and Dick Cheney impeached. I spent money on an ad in the Eugene Weekly and said, if you think Dick Cheney and George Bush should be impeached, cut this ad out and send it to Pete DeFazio. Pete DeFazio's office got over 3,000 of those little pieces of paper because so many people wanted it. But I mean, this thing with the chemtrails, people are just sort of ignoring and pretending like, well, maybe it's not so bad. It's actually like, how can they in there possibly in their mind just ignore the chemtrails? I mean, the radiation, honestly, I have some sympathy with people because we can't see it, we can't touch it, we can't taste it, nothing feels different, and it takes 10 to 15 years for us to even get any kind of a real understanding of the damage that it's done. But chemtrails are immediate. Like, you know, we're losing our bee population. I mean, you've listened to Dane Wigginton's show. I mean, he does a great job on the geoengineering program explaining to us what these things are. I mean, I read a story recently, just this last week, Vince, on a story that came in that said basically what they're doing here in Oregon is pouring us filled with lithium. That's what they are. It's lithium. And they're trying to allay the drought, the so-called drought that they say we have. It's supposed to, like, not cause the drought. I mean, I think they're just in completely off-the-charts lunatics running the show here. They're completely crazy, have no conscience, have no, you know, again, it's that word conscience, right? So I don't know. Hmm. I don't know. I mean, I want us to get organized. I want us to take to the streets. You know, like the people in St. Louis ought to be sitting down at the Capitol building going, we want that gaping hole dealt with before it gets to the radio. I mean, they're highlighting the burned churches in St. Louis, but they're not highlighting the nuclear catastrophe that's on the doorsteps of the entire eastern United States. It's unconscionable in my view, honestly.
We're in dire circumstances in every aspect of life, and
yes.
Especially when you start getting deeper into those little things that we don't understand, that, like Jules talks about, and the nanobots. And,
right.
Transhumanism.
Well, that's it's like the priesthood. They're creating a technology priesthood for us. Like us little people, we don't need to know. You know, it's really outrageous. So look, Vince, I see that we're at 8:58. I think that the bumper's going to come on at 8:59. Thank you for calling, and thank everybody for listening to the Age of Fission radio show. Put your courage feet on. Let's organize. Let's figure out ways to stop these rat bastards. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Happiness is resistance.
Amen to that.